T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Former NFL quarterback, now AM 790 in Houston, Sean Salisbury with us. Sean, how you doing, buddy?
Doing good. How you guys doing?
Good, man. Big Ben's doing well. He just signed a 2-year, $63 million extension at age 37. He's living right.
He is, and, led the league in passing yardage last year, and they've still got weapons, and they committed to the quarterback. If you got a Hall of Fame-type guy in your stable and he's still got game and you're going to protect him where he doesn't have to move much, I'd have paid him too. He's earned it and he's worth it and gives them the best chance to win. You know, those guys don't come around very often. So, yeah, it's a good gig.
What do you think that offense is going to look like? Obviously, they didn't have Le'Veon Bell last year, but they had Brown the whole season. And obviously, there are chemistry issues. But, those are two of the most talented players in the league. Obviously, Juju's a great player and James Conner showed himself to be really good. But they're not Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell. What do you make of that, their offense next year?
No, they may fall up a little in production, guys, but I put it this way. When the season's over, I don't think we're going to come back saying, you know what, man, they only threw for 3,400 yards and we're off. They got a good offensive line. They can still run it. They can run play action. I wouldn't be surprised in this draft if they tried to get another weapon like a tight end, a young tight end, if they could. I know they love linebackers and they love corners, but they, and they're very good up front, but I wouldn't be surprised if they took a reach and got Ben something. I don't even mean a reach, but Wynn got him a tight end so he could have some one of these tight ends. There's two or three in this draft that are really good and give him more weapons to work with. The last thing I'm ever worried about when he's quarterback, and after watching Smith-Schuster and James Conner fill in, yes, whenever you lose two guys like Bell and Brown, it seems like you have to take a step back. But no Bell last year. Brown misses the last game, doesn't show up for it. Ben has a boatload of yards, 34 touchdowns? So, and Brown caught, 15 of them? So, and what happens is when you're Smith-Schuster and you got Brown, you get a lot of single instead of double team. So it'll be incumbent upon him to be even a little bit more precise as a route runner and put more time in this offseason with Ben, and he will. He's a pro. But I will not be shocked if they're still an explosive offense, one of the five best in the league. They just know how to run offense, and they've got the quarterback, and it starts there.
Sean, the NFL draft tomorrow night, we're pumped about it. I wish we had a first-round pick, but we'll take Odell Beckham as our first-round pick. But, hey, listen, obviously we're talking a lot about the quarterbacks in this draft, Dwayne Haskins, Kyler Murray. You think Murray ends up going number one overall?
I do. A lot of times we go through the truth comes out first, smoke screens and posturing. As closer as we get, and then when it gets right down to it and you got to put the card in, it goes back to who do you think is best for your organization, best fit for what you want to do. I do think it'll be Kyler Murray now. Like I said, this is, guys, when we go through mock drafts and experts picks, what are they going to get, 6 of them right? And then they're experts. Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying they're not experts. That's, once you get past the first 5 or 6, we know where Bosa's going or somebody like Josh Allen, we know where they're going. It's like, okay, you can take this tight end or that tight end. You like this left tackle or that tackle. It's a guessing game and needs unless you have somebody, unless you're Woj in the NBA and you know the picks before the damn general manager does because he's so dialed in. So I personally think that it is going to be Kyler Murray. I think that he's made a commitment to football, and I think that'll bode well for his them drafting him in Arizona. And, we've heard both that, they're not going to take him. I've heard that, and I've also heard that he's already been told he's going to be the first pick. So I don't know. We're somewhere in between. But you guys know how I feel. I think he's an explosive player, well-coached. I trust Lincoln Riley's opinion of a player about his football IQ and his preparation and dedication. Dad's got some helicopter in it, parent in him, but you know what? I know he cares, but that's something you're going to have to deal with as an organization. But I think Cliff can. It'll be interesting how they build it around it, but I do, and I think Rosen gets moved. I still think both of those are going to happen, which means that's 5 quarterbacks that will be taken in the first round somewhere. We got 4 of them and then this draft, and then Rosen, who would be at the top of this list of the guys not named Kyler Murray in this draft. So I think it'll be interesting, but I do think he gets moved because there's no way they're going to coexist with two of those guys on the same roster.
Sean, story we've talked about a couple times this week is Nick Bosa scrubbing his Twitter page, which a lot of players are doing now. You know, it's one thing, the political tweets, you know, that's whatever, you know, that. But it's another thing that he liked Instagram posts using racist and homophobic language in them. One, what would your advice be to these young guys about, you know, social media? And two, do you think there's any chance that, you know, him, with especially the racist tweets, will affect his draft stock at all?
I don't think so. I think if you love him at number two and you're the 49ers, you're taking him. I think him being proactive on it. Now, back up. If I personally, guys, for me, if it was just political tweets or he supported a president or a candidate, I personally don't care who he supports. I don't care if he's Republican or Democrat. I don't care if he, you know, if he likes the president or doesn't. All those things. When it comes to just the politics,
yeah, sure,
I can care less. When it comes to, you know, when there's slurs against race and gender and sexual preference, and then we got to have a conversation. What makes you like something like that is beyond me. Whether you're an athlete or not, or whether you're just a human being, I've never been able to fathom that. But it's the way you're raised, because we're not born like that. Let's just put it that way. And Bose is a hell of a player, and I hope he doesn't think like that the way when he likes something like that. But go back and clean it up and apologize and move forward and don't let something stupid, you know, make those stupid decisions again and get on with it. But I don't care. Like I said, if I love a guy, I don't care who he votes for. Just win games for me and be a good leader and be a great teammate that doesn't care what somebody's race, color, religion, or any of that is. So he's proactive and did the wise thing. I just don't know why you should never put yourself in a position where you have to go back in a race. You guys know what I'm talking about.
Sure.
I'll tell you what I tell every quarterback I train. Every single one of them, whether I'm at a camp or privately. And I would say this to them, but as they get older, guys are in their 20s and 19, and they're able to make their own decisions. But I start by telling kids, whether in their 7th grade or the 10th grade, if your mom can't read it, don't hit send. Anything
That's
on
right.
social media.
Yes.
If you're embarrassed to show your mother, if you're like, you know, whether it's a teenage kid that's tweeting or Facebooking with somebody or texting with, if you're embarrassed to show your mom or dad, if they saw it, you'd be embarrassed or you know they wouldn't approve, don't hit send. So it starts there. Now, as far as these grown adult kids that are 21 and they're about to go in the draft, you'd hope you've raised them right to say, you know what, make better decisions, not only career-wise, but life decisions and example-wise, because once you hit send, it's out there in space and you got to deal with it. So you got to just be wiser. I know people get emotional and some may drink at night and they start going to Twitter. Now, look, another thing I'd say is, put your phone to a place where you can't get it when you've been drinking, okay? Don't touch it.
Yeah.
Lock it down. Forget your password. Give it to somebody, your significant other. Give it to a buddy. It's just like you would your car keys if you drank. Uber your phone. Take something
yeah.
else, okay?
Yeah.
Don't mess with your phone. So, because, guys, it costs scholarships to high school guys. It costs guys to have to go back and worry. Think about this, fellas, and it's a great question, Bull, that you're asking. Is we're even questionable, is it going to affect his draft status?
Yeah.
I don't think it will. Now, there may be a general manager or something that's completely offended by something he liked along the line, and he won't fall to them at 27 if they didn't like him. But I think if the 49ers love him at 2, or if it was the Arizona Cardinals who loved him at 1, I think they're sitting down with him and finding out what kind of character he is more important than wondering what he did on social media years ago, even though I don't like I don't like when somebody does something like that, and then you have to go back and do it, because then you got to explain why you would like some racist or, you know, something against the gender or the gay community. You just got to stay away from that and be smarter than that and be raised better.
Hey, Sean, you know, teams tell us all the time they set their draft board. They don't listen to mock drafts. They don't read what Mel Kiper says or Todd McShay or any of these gurus. Yet you hear all the time that night of the draft, you know, somebody may fall, somebody may jump up. And guys, like general managers, can do things a little willy-nilly. They're human beings, too. And they act like yep. they've got everything set. Have you heard any stories like that happening? Because I think it happens all the time. I think the Raiders don't know what the hell they're doing in this draft. I think they could take 5 different players right now, and they'll be willy-nilly with it tomorrow night.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, it's all fun and games until you're on the clock.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, hell. What am I going to do here? And all the talk and chatter, and we got it under control. I am with you 100%. I fully believe. Not all of them. Now, I don't believe the dude in New England gives a rat's rear end what you or me think when it comes to his guys that he drafted. Sure. I do believe he talks. I think if you're smart, you gather information. I just do. Whether it's a draft guru, whether it's you who covers college football and watches it and loves pro football, if somebody's in pain, Sean, I've had guys along. Hey, man, what do you think about this guy? Not call me up, but just in passing. They may never use it, but maybe they hear something from you that you heard from somebody else. They're always fishing for information. But I'm with you 100%. I think they scramble around. I think there's 5 minutes to go before a pick's supposed to be in. They're looking at each other like, hey, man, what did he say about this guy? I do, because I think we also think, what if that guy did due diligence more than I did? What if this team likes this guy more than I did and did one little extra interview with him? So, yes, I don't fault them for getting all the information they can, but I also know that when it gets right down to it, you got to live with it, so it better be your damn decision and the people in-house, because the old I confess he did it syndrome doesn't work. Once the draft picks in, and whether he works, then you can take full credit. If he doesn't work, you got nowhere to blame but yourself. So, yeah, I'm with you 100%. I do believe there's teams, as we sit here, which is unfathomable to me. After the 25th pick, you got to see how it falls. But if you're one of those first few picks and you're sitting here like the Raiders and you do not know who, okay, this team picks him, I got five guys. If it's the fourth guy, I'm taking this dude right here. I believe they're scrambling around right now like you do, and some don't know within 30 minutes of the draft who they're going to take. I do believe it's one of those that are like panicked. I'm not saying they will, but I do believe that does exist for some teams and for some individuals at times.
Former NFL quarterback Sean Salisbury with us, as he is every Wednesday. Sean, let's talk a little baseball. I got Indians Astros, big four-game series this weekend. It starts tomorrow with Trevor Bauer, obviously, who called out the Astros, and specifically Garrett Cole. Obviously, there's bad blood between those two, and they will face each other tomorrow night. Kluber, McHugh on Friday, Bieber, Peacock on Saturday, and it looks like Carrasco is going to be good to go against Miley on Sunday Night Baseball. You expecting some fireworks between these teams?
I do, and I'm looking forward to going tomorrow night. Cole, his last outing was
awful. Smoked.
Talking about tipping his pitches.
Yeah.
You know? And this city, guys, and I think he's a hell of a pitcher, and he knows how to troll people as well. This city, if you went around and say, give me one athlete, we asked to talk about it on the air. Give me one athlete I'm not from here originally, so I don't have the hate they have for him. But if you said one athlete that you despise the most, you know who they point to? The majority of baseball fans
would
point right to Trevor Bauer.
Yeah.
And they're going to be rocking. Going to be a hell of a pitcher's matchup. He's going to love it because he knows that everybody's got rabbit ears. They're going to be listening. He's going to hear it. Cole and him have gone back. It's going to be, you know, he engages with fans at times and blocks people. I mean, they talk about it here in this town. I think it's going to be an awesome series. You're going to get to see, other than you miss Verlander, but you're going to get to see Cole after a bad outing at his best. I fully expect Trevor Bauer to be lights out as well. And the relentless lineup for the Astros, it seemed to spot your runs but find a way to hit your way back into it. Now with Lindor back healthy in the lineup, I think it's going to be one hell of a series, and I can't wait. I'm going to the Rockets game tonight for the
nice.
Game 5, but I cannot wait to watch this pitching matchup tomorrow because it's going to be bannered about, no question about it.
Sean, last thing, we'll go back to the Browns to end it here. We've been talking about the possibility of John Dorsey trying to trade back up into the first round. And we've said, hey, listen, if you have to give up a first-round pick next year because there's a guy you love right now, you're in win-now mode. I have no problem with that. Do you have a problem at all with Dorsey, you know, giving up a lot to get into the first round?
Absolutely not. You guys are not just, hey, let's compete for the division.
Yeah.
The Cleveland Browns expecting much bigger. We've discussed, to me, Dorsey does his homework. He knows what he's talking about. If, in fact, you see a player that you got to give up a pick, because you've got to get to that spot next, you give up a pick down the road to get something now that you believe can help you and move up. I've never had a problem. I always live by the philosophy of, I'm not really worried about 12 years or 8 years from now, especially with this roster. I want to win without mortgaging my franchise. But I can tell you this, if you love a player, don't pass him up to hope that some guy like him is there next year. If you're a quarterback and the short guy's open in the flat, hit the flat. Don't ever pass up an open short guy to hope that the deep ball's there. It's the same thing in the draft. If
yep.
you love a guy and he's sitting there and your ass moving, you go get him and move up and trade for it and make something happen to get a player that you think can help your roster win. I have no issue with it at all. John Dorsey's a smart man. If there's a player he can't pass on, go get him in this draft.
No doubt. Thanks, Sean. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you. And by the way, if I was drafting, Nick Bosa may end up being better than his brother. That's one hell of a football family, so it ought to be fun to watch tomorrow.
It's going to be an exciting night. Thanks, Sean. Okay, Sean Salisbury.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.